changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
So today I want to talk with you about probably one of the most important things, and something that if you listen to me long enough, you're going to hear me talk about this a lot, and that is what I call forgiving. I didn't coin this phrase. That was actually Wayne Dyer said that forgiving is forgiving. So it occurred to me that before we get together with people, and ideally, I hope you're not, I have to tell you, we made a decision this year that we are not going to be with family. We are not going to invite family over. Normally, we would do both of those things. And what we tell everybody is that we want to not be with you this year so we can be with you next year and the year after that, and the year after that, and the year after that. And it's difficult, don't get me wrong. And we need to keep reminding ourselves, oh, global pandemic, right? Even though the cavalry is coming, it's not here yet for all of us. So let's get into forgiving and this concept of forgiving, because we all need to be reminded to forgive. We have a misconception about what forgiving is. Often we think that forgiving is when we come up and we say to someone, I forgive you. I remember when, my mother should have gotten a medal having three boys and three angry, insecure, fighting boys. We were always fighting and causing problems, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I remember my mom tried this little ritual for a while when we were, I don't know, early teenagers. She would bring us together and she would say, now, forgive each other. And my brother, usually my brother Chuck and I, would look at each other and we'd say, I'll forgive you, but I won't forget. I think we heard that in a movie somewhere, you know? It's time to forgive and forget. And the character says, I'll forgive, but I won't forget. And it was just childish. And the same is true for us today. If you're still carrying resentments, you're being childish. You're being childish, not childlike. Childlike is good. Childish, petulant, not good. You want to release your resentment for other people. That is what forgiveness means. Take a second and think about this. Are there people, past, present, etc., individuals, groups, etc., that when you think about them, you get extremely upset? I wouldn't even take it extremely. I would say irritated. I would say you have a feeling inside your body that is not good. There are some people I've noticed in the past that when I think of them, my breathing gets super duper shallow. All right. That's letting me know that I've gone into fight or flight mode, which is in my mind, I want to fight this person or flee from ever having to deal with them again. So resentment is what forgiveness is all about. Forgiveness is never about, not necessarily, it's not about going up to somebody and saying, I want you to know I forgive you. In many ways, that's playing the martyr, and it is further trying to victimize the other person. I want you to know that even though your behavior hurt me so bad, I'm going to forgive you. You know why? Because I'm a good person. You who hurt me, bad person. That's what a lot of forgiveness has in it, all right? Forgiveness is an internal process. It is something that happens inside of you. It is turning off that negative reaction that you feel. It is about releasing your resentment. When you look up the definition of forgive, it literally means to release your resentment, to let it go. Decades ago, I came up with, and if anybody's got one, I think it would be amazing. I've still got several, this idea. It's called an apple a day. And it was 365 quotations on little pieces of folded paper inside of what looked like a crystal apple, but it was actually plastic. And We sold like 50,000 of these. That was my first motivational device or idea. I was 28 years old when I came up with this, 29. Anyway, the guy who was doing my printing then was the most resourceful, creative, fun person to work with. Absolutely loved him. And we worked together and created all kinds of projects. I also created a card game called Romanticards for couples to play. And he did all of my printing. And we figured out so many issues and challenges together, because that's what happens when you try and do something that you've never done before. It's nothing but challenges and problems. Anyway, his parents passed, and he and his brother then were left with trying to reconcile the estate. Now, the estate was not huge. It was $500,000 or so, if I remember. Anyway, what happened was he and his brother began to fight over little things in it and wouldn't let it go and wouldn't let it go. And anything that was done seemed bigger than it should, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And as a result, they hired attorneys. The attorneys were constantly looking at issues to keep the clients riled up, which made more money for them. Takeaway from this is not only did they not split the inheritance, there was no inheritance. They ran it into the ground, and they both went bankrupt individually trying to fight over this. This is the kind of scorched earth that we do when we say it's the principle. The principle is let it go. Let it go. Forgiveness is releasing your own resentment. One of the things that I, here's a couple of things that I do. All right. Number one, when I'm trying to forgive someone else, what I try and do is remind myself that if I were just like them, I would act exactly like them. That's a very hard thing to get at first, but if you continue to remind yourself, if you had the same family, the same upbringing, the same genetics, you would be exactly the same way. And the other thing that I remind myself, whether I'm trying to forgive myself or another person, is if they would have known better, they would have done better. Let me say that again. If they would have known better, they would have done better. When I've looked back at mistakes I've made and relationships and things like that, and I read books on relationships, and I'm like, oh gosh, I totally get that I was wrong there. It's so easy to then beat yourself up. And the thing is, it's like saying, come in here and play my drums. Well, I've never played the drums. What the heck is wrong with you? Why can't you play the drums? You don't want to be that way. You simply want to say, if I would have known better, I would have done better. You've got to give yourself and everyone else the benefit of the doubt and realize that at their core, everybody is, as my old friend Puff used to say, good people. Hey, he's good people. You know what I like about him? He's good people. Everybody is good people. So, forgiveness is an internal process. It doesn't require that you say anything. And it is something that you can practice sitting at the dinner table. The other day, one of my distant family members said something to me that was just, I mean, racist. Boom, racist. And I went, whoa. And then I had to go, if he would have known better, he would have done better. If he would have known better, he would have done better. If he would have known that that is not a cool thing to do, I informed them. I just simply said, hey, man, let's don't bring that up again, okay? I said, that's not me. So people are doing the best they can with the resources we have, and that's you too. Unfortunately, we tend to hold everyone at a higher standard than we should, especially ourselves. And as a result, we're pretty miserable people. Why don't we just lighten up and forgive ourselves and forgive others? And as you're sitting there at the table, just release your resentment. Just see how chill you can be when somebody is asking you questions that are making you feel uncomfortable or making political statements, when you feel like this is not the time to do it. Just continue to see how chill you can be inside, how relaxed. Challenge yourself. Make it a game. You know it's coming. You might as well play to win. And the final thing I want to remind you of forgiveness is that forgiveness is not a vaccination. So many of us are waiting for the vaccination, and those of us who are not waiting are talking about it. I went to see my chiropractor yesterday, who I really love. He has his undergraduate degree was in like immunology and bacterial. Anyway, he was telling me all about this and whether the vaccine was going to be safe and whether the vaccine wouldn't be safe and all this kind of stuff. And I said, look, by the time they get to giving it to me, all the people that are going to grow two heads or hair all over their body or whatever, they will have already figured that out, because I am not old enough to get it. I'm not high risk, et cetera, et cetera. So I figure it's going to be a long time. But that's a vaccination we're all working for. Forgiveness, not a vaccination. What I mean is that I have forgiven my father thousands of times. And I still think about him sometimes and realize I have to release my resentment. If he would have known better, he would have done better. Forgiveness is a vitamin. It's not a vaccination. Forgiveness is a vitamin you take every single day. Edwin Gaines, the author of The Four Spiritual Laws of Prosperity, recommends that as you lie in bed at night, you ask yourself, who have I drawn out of the circle of my heart today? And then see yourself inviting them back in. This is not an easy process, but I'm here to tell you, the people that go through life bitter, unhappy, skeptical, narcissistic, in my opinion, are often the ones who can't just cut themselves and other people slack. We all deserve it. Anybody got any parting comments? Let's see what you have to say. If you have any questions, anything else you would like to say that we can add to this conversation before we say goodbye for the day. I'm going back and I see here that we have wonderful Wednesday from both Dominic and Juanita. Everywhere else is frozen, says Lynn. Oh, that's why the people are only here from the South. We cannot have anyone outside of our home. Wow. Good, good to know, Elena. I'm glad to hear that. Happy Wednesday, says Heather, who's here with us every day, says Daniel. Good morning from Brazil. Daniel posts every single day in the Complaint Free Life program. Daniel has probably completed the 21 days twice. Daniel is an amazing guy. It's great to see you, Daniel. Hey, there's my good friend Daniel. James Smith from the Florida Speakers Association is here with us as well. Lynn Ballone says, my mother-in-law has 6 kids in a short span of 7 years. 5 of those were boys. She was a saint. I miss her. Yeah, I'm guessing she ran off, right? With all those boys. My mother used to go sit in the car and cry. That's how sad, how bad it was. She didn't even want to be in the house. She would just go and sit in the car and cry. There's our good friend Natasha Harris. She always looks so great. Good to see you, Natasha. There's Willow Drinkwater with a big happy smile. Stay home, stay safe, she says. Elena says, yesterday, this is the reason I went back to day one. I am grateful it takes me a day closer to a brand new life. Elena is also part of our Complaint-Free Life program. Good to see you. She's taking our challenge. This is so good. Thanks for sharing. Forgiveness is the key. Remember, forgiveness is an internal process, and it is up to you. So true. We just need to lighten up, says Willow. That's a powerful statement. If they knew better, they would have done better. You know, honestly, when my wife left, and she was like, well, you're always in a bad mood and all this kind of stuff, which is not, it wasn't really true. She would often say things that were always and never. And anyway, it's that all or nothing thinking, but she would say, and sometimes I get super intense in the mornings and I didn't realize that I'd be working, you know? And she says, oh, you're always in a bad mood. And I was like, well, thank you for telling me. If I would have known better, I would have done better. I would have known better, I would have done better. And that's where I come back to those ABCs of relationships: attitude, behavior, and consistency. What do you think about the relationship? How do you behave in the relationship? And that's that. If you'd have known better, you'd have done better. I tell Alexa to play Let It Go, says Lynn. That's very good. I may have to do that myself. Jerome Johnson says, can I get an amen? Daily vitamin, forgiveness. Take your vitamin F today, everybody. Willow says, I'm right. Thank you very much. I will wake up thinking who I will forgive today. That's a great idea. And make sure you put yourself at the top of the list. Thanks, everybody, for joining me today. Oh, James says, let me just make sure I get that in. Once we forgive ourselves, it becomes easier to forgive others. James, I love that. I once heard someone say words to the effect, and I have stolen it before, your relationship to others is a reflection of your relationship with yourself. Your relationship with others is a reflection of your relationship with yourself. People who get along with themselves and enjoy themselves and are comfortable with themselves, they have those same experiences with other people. Thanks, everybody, for joining me. I look forward to being with you again tomorrow, and make it a great day. Remember, starting right now, think of somebody you need to forgive. Just release your resentment and continue to bring them to mind until you can do so without any negative feelings. The saying I once heard is, give them safe passage through your mind. Enjoy today. I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.